There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sounds. He's the Doug Steffen Show social network expert, constantly monitoring Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media for the trends that take place with or without your influence. But hopefully the things that we talk about on the air come directly from many of you who are interested in what's going on, the issues of the day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to pay a price for all of this. It's free. Just give us some time. Give us your mind. And we want yours as well to integrate in the conversation. 888-302-3684. That's one way for you to be in touch. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. And also the essence of our social media, Facebook.com, for example, /Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Everybody's talking about the Donald.
Well, I don't like what I'm seeing with respect to what's going on with this country. We're like a whipping post for everyone else, and I think it's a shame. So I am considering it. We'll see what happens.
He considered it, and then he said, I'm in. And he's still in. He hasn't dropped it out yet, and it's been, what, 2 whole weeks, Kenny, right?
Yeah.
Hooray! Donald Trump continued his verbal attacks against illegal immigrants in an interview that was on CNN with the great Don Lemon. He stirred up controversy for claiming rapists and killers are migrating over the United States southern border. Univision and NBC cut ties with him. No more Miss Universe. Macy's announced that it was also discontinuing his clothing line. Trump wants to be president. He told Mr. Lemon that he was pulling his facts from a Fusion article. So what say you about the Donald? 888-302-3684. If you look at the stats of people coming, you look at the stats on rape, on crime, on everything coming in illegally into this country, it's mind-boggling, he said. If you go to Fusion, you will be able to see. Can I plead ignorance here? I don't know what Fusion is.
I've never heard of Fusion.
I never did either. Okay, so I don't feel so badly now. I was beginning, when I first saw this, to think, ooh, what am I missing here? Maybe you can figure it out. But in the meantime, Fusion, if you have one, there are stories apparently in it, according to Trump, on all these rapes. It's unbelievable, he said, when you look at what's going on. So all I'm doing is telling the truth. If what's in Fusion is the truth, if what's in the New York Times is the truth, if what's in the Washington Post is the truth, or what's on CNN is the truth, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. Lemon replied that the press stories are about women being raped, but not about criminals crossing the border. And then Trump said, quote, well, somebody's doing the raping. I mean, somebody's doing it. Who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping? He said. Trump is at the number two position right now among all of the GOP presidential candidates. All these polls have been 3 or 4 different polls. He's surprised only that he's trailing Jeb Bush and not that he's not. He's surprised he's not number one.
Right.
He said, quote, I don't get it. When he's talking about Bush, Jeb Bush, he's in favor of Common Core, extremely weak on immigration. He thinks people come over for love. I don't understand why he's in first place. Maybe it's the Bush name. Last thing we need is another Bush. But I will tell you, I'm a little surprised he's in the position he's in. So, what do our folks listening who want to be heard on this have to say about Mr. Trump, Kenny?
Mark says, someone gifted me with one of Trump's ties from his fashion line. Before all this stuff with Mexico came out, Trump was bad-mouthing China, and I looked at the tie's label, and it says, Made in China.
Really? How about that? Oh, well, so much for that bit of credibility. All right. Well, there are a lot of things he says that are pretty much on the mind of most people, and people agree with what he's saying. There haven't been people that have had the courage to say a lot of these things, whether it's courage or stupidity, one or the other. Not sure. What else you got, Kenny?
Ben says, at least now Trump can say he lost his job because of illegal immigration.
Okay. Yeah. What else do you need to say after that? There's a 2 and 2 plus 4 factor there. What else?
Let's see. Bob says, Trump's participation in the first debate should be the best entertainment on TV this summer.
I think a lot of people are. Excuse me. Go ahead.
He says, I can't wait to see him try to dominate the debate and go head-to-head with Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, and the rest of them. This will end up boosting Hillary's poll ratings by 15 points.
Do you think that he'll continue to be as he is, or will he calm down a little bit? Because at some point in time, the individual stuff will be okay, but when you're rude and sometimes crude, he's not crude, but he's very rude, or... let's just say he wants everybody to know what he thinks first. He's not a great listener. I think that is a conclusion we can draw. All right, so there's the latest on Donald Trump. In a moment, we'll be joined by reporter Jessica Menton, who has a focus on what's going on in Greece. A lot of people are wondering what this could do to the U.S. economy. That's up next here on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Jessica Menton is with us, business reporter from the International Business Times, and the economy in Greece. I guess most people here are asking, Jessica, how will this affect us in America?
Right, absolutely. So overnight, Greece did default on their debt. And the most recent news out of that is Greece is actually willing to concede ground in discussions with its creditors. It sent a letter to them overnight, and now there's going to be another meeting today, even though they already defaulted the previous day, and they're going to talk about new proposals of what they could do. But I think it got to this point basically because of a situation of who's going to blink first, the creditors or Greece, and that's where we're at right now.
So when we talk about creditors, you and I, if we borrow money for a house, the bank's our creditor. You buy a car, the car company is the creditor. You have a credit card, the bank is the creditor. So who are the who loans money? Normally when we think about a government, we think about it almost being the source of its own money through taxation, et cetera, et cetera. So where does the country, Greece is the example here, where do they go to get their money? Who are the creditors?
So basically, they're actually getting this money from a lot of the other countries that are in the Eurozone, and it's known as the Troika. So you have three different bodies. It's the European Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the European Commission, and that's where they're getting this money from. And they owed the International Monetary Fund about $1.8 billion yesterday, and they did not pay that. Right. And originally, they were supposed to pay over four installment plans in June, and they decided to bundle them all together at the end of the month. And that was already a clear sign that they probably didn't have the money to pay, and that's why we got to that point yesterday. So they didn't have the money, and they've also been putting out different capital controls on Greek citizens where they can only go to the ATMs and take out about $60 a day, and that's not very much.
No.
So that's a definitely scary thing if you're a Greek citizen, and you can't take out money, and you have family.
Will they lose the ability to use the euro? Do they have to go back to their own currency, bitcoins or something? What do they do now?
That's a great question, and something that a lot of people don't realize, there are a few countries like Montenegro and Kosovo that actually use the euro, but they're not in the Eurozone and they're not in the European Union. So it's actually quite possible that Greece could end up leaving the Eurozone and still end up using the euro as their currency. But then there's also this concern, do they go back to the drachma? Is this the drachma part two,
right. Yeah.
Their previous currency? But I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough. They could end up keeping the euro.
So this is a country that's very socialistic. People retire early. Unemployment is a factor. They sort of have this gimme, gimme, gimme approach. We deserve, we earn, whatever it is. But now the government's turning around. Taxes are high. Pensions are being cut. And they feel like they're being, listen, the old woe is me syndrome. But in fact, they've had it pretty good for a long time, and that's the reason that they have themselves in a jam, isn't it?
What this is really about, what they're negotiating right now, is more short-term issues, and it has to do with, like you mentioned, those pension cuts and those tax hikes. So what they're negotiating now actually has nothing to do with
what got them? I think what people wonder is, how did they get there in the first place? They have a structure socially that allows people to retire early, and they have big pensioners, big pensions. They have a Medicare sort of program. It's all the government paying for all sorts of things that they don't have the money to pay for. Isn't that what it is? More or less?
I think a big part of it is the fact that these bailout programs were never exactly set up to make Greece sustainable.
No, but that's not. I'm asking how they got there. What goes on in their country socially? The early retirement, the government benefits, they have to have gotten them. They got into a hole for a reason. I'm not worried now so much about how they get themselves out of it. I just wanted to know if you can tell people how they got into this problem in the first place as a warning perhaps to us.
Right. A big part of it actually is what they blame it on is the austerity measures that were put in place since the financial crisis. And so that's why you've seen those unemployment rates, especially the youth unemployment rates, up over 50%. And they're saying that due to these pension cuts and these tax hikes, that's why we're continuing to suffer in their economy. That's sort of the argument that they're having right now.
Yeah.
But I think it could easily go on both sides, because I think a lot of blame does get put on Greece. But I think you should also question sometimes maybe the other side of it too when it comes to some of those bailout programs, and maybe sometimes some of these austerity measures, maybe they could be too harsh on those economies, especially the southern European economies.
A week anyway. Jessica Menton from the International Business Times, thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Good stuff. We think that this is the official start of summertime, even though officially on the calendar it was about 10 days ago. How do you feel about going into the summer? We've been, Memorial Day seemed like yesterday. Every time we get to the 4th of July, we blink an eye and it's Labor Day. So if we can slow down the onslaught of Father Time. 24 after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day with our video of the day today from a YouTuber known as Blackhawk. In an attempt to make a nature documentary a bit more interesting, he added Hollywood-style special effects to a BBC video about bats and crocodiles. Right up your alley, Roberta.
This is awesome.
Listen, you got to see the lasers and the flames.
So it's basically Star Wars meets
Australian freshwater crocodiles.
Yeah.
Warmed by the summer heat, they are at their most alert.
Yeah, it sounds like Star Wars. Good Lord.
So basically the bats are flying in and using lasers to try and shoot the croc. And the crocodile has a laser sword like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
And he's battling the bats as they fly down.
Good.
This is hilarious.
It's great.
All right. So with that in mind, I looked back on this date in history, guys. Found the first zoo opening in Philadelphia on this date in 1874. The reason I bring that to your attention is not just because of the video of the day, but that new TV show Zoo started last night.
I watched the last half of it, yeah.
And what did you think?
I'm very intrigued.
I
guess the premise is that somehow there is some kind of a disease, and it goes through all of the animals in the world, and they get kind of consciousness to be able to work together to take over the world against the humans.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. There's another new TV show. Actually, it was on last summer, Extant. Wasn't that the one with Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. Yeah, that's coming back.
Sci-fi series. Let's see what else. She's an astronaut. Escapes from the psychiatric hospital to investigate strange deaths. Yunga Bunga. And then there are a couple of new TV shows. Well, the Dome started up again, I think, too. And that's got a lot of attention last week. That's perfect Roberta stuff. The end of the world or the end of everything.
Oh, yeah. Zombies.
She loves zombies.
Yeah, love zombies.
Netflix. If it were rated as a TV network, by next year, we'll have a full-day audience that will top any broadcast network. The analysis done by Nielsen includes a maximum of 7 days of video on demand. I started watching it. We watch a couple of things on Netflix, sort of the binge watching. I never really experienced it before. One night when I was staying at Uri Geller's house, the first year of 24, before I'd gotten hooked on 24, I had gotten in and it was late. Everyone else was to bed. So I went over and went to bed and I turned the television on and there was this show, 24, that had just started playing on the BBC. And they ran in 4 episodes, and I, by the time it was 4 or 5 minutes into it, I was hooked and I stayed up all night and watched. That was the first binge watching I ever did in my life. But now you do it with anything on Netflix, or you do it with, you can save any of these shows, The Blacklist, I mean, just any of them. Yeah, save. And that's what makes
people that can binge watch. I can't sit there and watch 5 hours of television.
I don't normally, but it's like Sunday night and you have dinner and you sit and you watch. Maybe we watch 2 or 3 hours of it together. But
yeah, 3 hours is about my limit. My rear end starts to hurt.
Good for you, Roberta.
sitting for so long.
Yeah. Netflix is going to you're going to have to deal with them one way or another, no matter what. If you want to watch television, you're going to have some connection to Netflix here and there. 28 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That is includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
July the 2nd. How about that? Halfway through the year and then some. July 4th weekend is upon us, and the 4th of July weekend asks out loud, and I guess maybe intrinsically, inherently, instinctively in our mind, we think about patriotic songs. So our poll today asks you which of the patriotic songs you like the best. Star Spangled Banner? Nope. America the Beautiful? Yep. God Bless America? Yep. Battle Hymn of the Republic? Nope. Other ones? So it's a tie sort of with me. How about you, Kenny? Which one do you like the best?
I like America the Beautiful the best.
Yeah. I like it. I would take that over. I think what I like about God Bless America is the version Kate Smith did, which a lot of people say, oh, it's so old. Nah. It'll grab you no matter how old it is. So hey, you want to tell us what your favorite song is for America's birthday? That's cool. At DougStephan.com, the poll. Yesterday's poll, how often do you buy scratch or lottery tickets? Let's see here. 26% of you said just once in a while. 22% said I never buy scratcher tickets. 18% said almost every day. 14% said a couple times a month. 12% said a couple times a week. 8% said I don't know what a scratcher ticket is. What was the motivation for that poll? Wasn't there somebody who won, was it 30,000, picking up the wrong ticket? Do I remember that story from earlier?
Yes, a man in Connecticut went and forgot his glasses, so he went to one of those, they have those vending machines in some places, and he thought he was getting a couple $20 scratchers, but he pulled the wrong thing and he got a $30 one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a mistake because he couldn't see well, but $30,000.
Happy $30,000 to you, sir. That's a great way to celebrate America. What a country. right? Speaking of that, let's go back in history to this day, July the 2nd, 1947, where an object crashed near Roswell, New Mexico. Yes, the Air Force insisted it was only a weather balloon, but eyewitness accounts gave rise to speculation it might have been an alien spacecraft, the first one, like Independence Day. Is that why Independence Day, the movie, came out? Is that because of that influence in July of 1947? Is that why that became a summer movie? I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
I don't think so, but the Roswell crash did have a little storyline in the in that movie.
Yeah, it did.
It was a little bit.
Yeah. But I always thought Area 54 had to do with 1954 for some reason. I don't know why. Is it Area 52?
51.
Getting better. It's getting better all the time. Speaking of that and space items, Pluto. The planet Pluto. Some people have disrespected Pluto or thought it was disrespected because it may or may not be, depending on your mind and your information, be a planet, a real full-fledged planet in our solar system. But the pictures, this is fascinating stuff because there are new images today from NASA's space probe New Horizons. There have been new pictures, I think, this past week and this past month. A lot of discussion this year about Pluto. So these pictures show a series of regular dark patches along Pluto's equator. Scientists say they have no idea what these intriguing spots are. They're each about the size of the state of Missouri. Now, even that is fascinating, that they can look at this planet way out. I'm looking at some of the pictures of it right now, as a matter of fact. It's very, very cool that we're able to pick these images out and blow them up and figure out that these things they're concerned, these spots, I don't mean concerned with a capital C, they're just intriguing or interesting, that they can figure they're the size of the state of Missouri. Very keen to find out what they are all about. So New Horizons will do a close flyby to Pluto on the 14th of July. We don't know what the spots are. We can't wait to find out, says investigator Alan Stern of the Southwest Research Institute. Said also puzzling is the long-standing and dramatic difference in the colors and appearance of Pluto compared to its darker and grayer moon. The moon is named Charon. Researchers have never seen anything quite like these dark spots on a planetary surface, they say. Remarkably consistent, their spacing and their size. New Horizons the pictures being investigated by this team. There were also some other images that came back from the long-range reconnaissance imager with lower resolution color data from another instrument. This gave the team pictures of this planet, which has been referred to by some scientists as the dwarf planet. There's got to be some suit there. Isn't that disrespectful? Isn't that, again, you can't call anybody a dwarf anymore, can you? It's heightenedly challenged. What do you call people who are dwarfs these days?
Little people.
Little people. Right. Like the guy who's on Game of Thrones, right? He's not a dwarf. In the time period in which Game of Thrones was supposed to take place, he was a dwarf. They ever call him a dwarf? What do they call him on the Game of Thrones? A little person?
I'm sure they call him a dwarf. I don't watch Game of Thrones. It's
me
too violent for
too,
me.
Way too violent. You're right about that. Anyway, so this, that's disrespectful. I just think it's another planet in the solar system. Its largest moon has interesting colors, so say the people who are working on the New Horizons probe. So two or three different things here. The camera instruments used to look for clouds that may be existent crossing the face of Pluto. They've seen evidence of what they think are clouds. And that's very interesting because there wasn't thought to be any real weather there. But if you look at some of the close-ups, I'm looking at a close-up picture of, and this is another amazing thing. I mean, never mind what's on the surface of the planet. Look at the fact that we can get these pictures that are as clear as they are. I'm looking at a very clear picture of this planet taken by this spacecraft and released by the Southwest Research Institute, the Pluto Energetic Particle Spectrometer Science Investigation. I'll say that again, Doug. Thank you. The Pluto Energetic Particle Spectrometer Science Investigation Instrument, which is called PEPSI. Yeah. Sending back daily data on the environment around the planet. So we have this, just to sort of put your mind into a perspective, we've got all this information on pretty much every other planet in the solar system. But because Pluto is so far out, it was thought to have been for a long time the furthest planet out. We were always told as kids growing up in school, right, there are 9 planets in the solar system. We had to learn their names. Did you have to do that when you were in school?
Oh, yeah.
The science in the fourth grade or whatever it was. And now, lo and behold, there's another planet apparently out there that was just discovered, what, last year? Was it last year this other planet was discovered? So this probably be the next place, the next stop after New Horizons gives us more information on Pluto. The probe's been out there since 2011. It's also analyzing potential hazards. Things that may impact the Earth. Let's say there's an asteroid or some piece of space junk that's not man-made headed for Earth. It's going to tell us more about it. And so with that in mind, we've invited Nina Burley to come speak with us. She's been working on a story on the European Space Agency. They, in turn, are working on protecting the planet from deviant asteroids. Nothing worse than a deviant asteroid. So we'll find out more about that and how it plays, if you will, as we continue our focus on space and NASA, et cetera, right here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time. For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant store and online. Staples.com/on budget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster, then louder, then more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We now have with us Nina Burley, who is an award-winning investigative journalist, the author of 5 books. Last one was The Fatal Gift of Beauty, New York Times bestseller. And now she's looking into what's going on outside of our close inside environs. Latest piece is the cover story on Newsweek magazine. We can save ourselves from Earth-killing asteroids, but somebody has to pay. She's writing about a conference in Italy this spring where the European Space Agency invited astronomers, physicists, nuclear engineers, mathematicians to discuss the possibility of a space rock smashing into Earth. So what's the possibility of that happening, Nina, really?
Well, it's pretty good, actually. Space rocks hit the planet almost daily, but they're small, and they only attract our attention when, and many of them hit the ocean, because most of the world is water. The ones that attract our attention, of course, are like the one that hit in 2013 in Russia, where I don't know if you recall this, your viewers can Google Chelyabinsk dash cam.
Yeah,
because Russians tend to drive around with dash cams on their cars, so it's all recorded. And this, what astronomers, they use metaphors to describe the sizes of these things. This one was bus-sized, so not very big, but bigger than the small ones that hit us regularly. And it blew up in the atmosphere, in the sky, above this somewhat populated area. 1,000 people were sent to the hospital. Windows were broken all over. So those types of events happen, they say, about every 100 to 300 years. And the great big events, like the one that made the dinosaurs extinct, happen much less frequently, obviously.
Thank heavens for that.
100 million years.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about these people, and what's interesting about this movement, which they call the Planetary Defense Movement in the science and astronomy world, is that only in the last 30 or 40 years have humans become able to map, first of all, see and then map the orbit of these objects. And so NASA put together a mapping project some years back, I guess in 2005, and they have identified 1,000 what they call civilization enders, things that are basically 1 kilometer in diameter or larger. And those things, if they hit any part of the Earth, would cause huge climate change and nuclear winter, dust winters that would cause starvation for billions of people. So they want to know where those things are. And as of right now, they have identified 1,000 that they know of, and none of those are on an orbit track to hit the planet. That's good news. The bad news is that our telescopes can't actually see stuff on the other side of the sun, because we can't look into, they detect things by light and by infrared,
right?
So they can't see. They need more money to put more telescopes up.
All right, so that's the question.
And it's not very expensive.
But the question here is, we got about a minute. Where does the money come from if we are to do successfully what needs to be done? It sounds like we need to get at this to protect the Earth. Where is that money coming from?
Well, you know, the European Space Agency has put some into it, but, you know, in the end, of course, we end up putting in, I mean, we put the American NASA, put the one up there that's up there now. But what's most interesting about this, of course, is if they did identify one, and they will at some point identify one that appears to be dangerous, who will the world's leaders get together and will everybody pitch in, and will there be coordination to respond? And that's the sort of existential question that these guys bring up, and it's really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Meanwhile, we have Vladimir Putin, who wants to spend his money developing 40 more nuclear international ballistic missiles.
We don't need asteroids to destroy our planet.
No, we can destroy it well ourselves with the way we think. All right, Nina, that's very interesting. Again, this is the cover story on Newsweek magazine this week about saving ourselves from Earth-killing asteroids, but somebody's got to figure out who's going to pay for it. It will get the discussion started, and that's what's good about this. Nina Burley, thank you for being here with us on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ship them out.
Rawhide.
Rawhide.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Though the streets are swollen, keep them going, rolling.
Rawhide. I'll sing along with this. These are the Blues Brothers, by the way, from the movie Blues Brothers. Dan Aykroyd's birthday is at age 63.
We played both kinds of music, yes, country and western.
What kind of music do you have here? Oh, we have both kinds of music, country and western.
Right, exactly. Keep moving. We could listen to this whole thing and have a great time with it, but we got to keep moving.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, crank it up for a second. Go ahead. Come on.
And in ride.
All right, because it's Aykroyd's birthday, the movie in question, it's the last day you have to qualify for our drawing on Friday for that trip to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. VIP treatment, champagne, chocolates, you name it, Roberta, you'd love it there. Pampering for the whole weekend, and it's on us. The qualifiers, I think we have about 100, maybe
fewer
than that.
Can I go as a supervisor?
Yeah, you can be the chaperone. Yeah.
I'll be the chaperone.
You can be the chaperone. That'd be good.
I'll make sure that everybody gets
what they're
entitled to.
You're familiar with that concept, folks? That's Roberta.
Yes.
right. So you got to identify this movie in order to get yourself on the qualifying list. 888-302-3684. This shouldn't be too hard. Here's the first clue.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportions.
Got it.
I got it.
Biblical. What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Right. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly. Right.
Fire and brimstone.
Oh, I know what this is.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the sea of rocks.
I just saw this the other
human
night.
Sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
We don't have to have any more.
Dogs and cats
Chuck
living
making
together.
A female version of this, right?
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy's the star.
All right.
We got to play the last
one. There's also plans on the back burner to do a male version of Ghostbusters again. Chad and Tating
at the
moment, but
that's all right.
I don't know if we'll have her or not.
He just gave it away.
That's all right. You've done that before. We always give these away.
All right, come on, we got to play one more.
All right, go ahead.
Good evening. As a duly designated representative of the city, county, and state of New York, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension.
That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
All right. Here's Arlene in Greenbackville, Virginia, wherever that is. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, we're on the Eastern Shore.
Oh, nice. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful weather there.
It is beautiful today.
Hey, good for you. Cleaned everything out with the rain from yesterday. What's the name of the movie?
Ghostbusters.
All right, Richie, let's just hold on a second.
Who are you going to call?
Hold on.
The music. I want the music.
Is it Tressa or Teresa?
Yeah. Arlene?
No, hold on, Arlene. I got you on one line. Tressa, is it Tressa? Are you on the other line?
No, it's Teresa.
Teresa, okay.
Yes.
You're in Alaska, right? You want to qualify for this drawing?
Yes.
All right, what's the answer?
Ghostbusters.
All right, hold on just a second. Both of you. Richie, put them both on hold.
Okay.
All right. Chucka, we're not going to worry about commercials because you're more important. What's in the news? I see the... Doesn't the Transformer. What's his face? Schwarzenegger. Yeah, isn't that opening today?
It opens, two movies open today, Doug. Terminator Genesis, which is the fifth installment in the Terminator franchise. Reviews, not very good. Also, Magic Mike.
Is it? Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Magic Mike 2.
Isn't that?
Reviews are actually good on that one.
Yeah, but
both expected to do around $50 million in 5 days. The difference, Terminator Genesis cost $155 million to produce. Magic Mike 2, just $17 million.
Okay, but isn't this the Ghostbusters? I keep saying Ghostbusters. The Terminator thing is basically bulletproof. It's review proof.
Right.
It makes no difference what the reviewers
say. I don't agree with that.
Really?
The reviews are going to hurt it. It's going to have a pretty decent 5 day opening. But the bottom line is, if the film's not good, it'll peter out. I mean, the reason Jurassic World has made $500 million in 3 weeks is because people who've seen it love it and are going back 2-3 times to make big money in the summer. When you have a movie that costs $155 million, you need repeatability. You need people to go back. You know,
goes and sees a movie.
Oh, come on.
$12 a shot, right. 2 and 3 times.
Right. And why does dinosaurs eat a bunch of
people?
Other than Roberta. How did you do? I mean, I just don't. We've seen some movies this year that have sort of flown in the face of that, haven't we? Seen movies that were badly reviewed, and you said they were bulletproof, review proof.
There's some that are bulletproof. I agree with that, but I think in this case with Terminator, I think people are going to have to like it. They're just not going to.
But because Arnold is in it, doesn't that?
That's getting really good advanced reviews. Ant-Man, which comes out July 17th, reviews on Twitter. A lot of people call it a terrific entertainment. Marvel can do no wrong at this point in superhero movies, Doug. Unfortunately for you, we're here to stay for quite some time.
Thank you. 59 past on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered if you can make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.